feeling lucky?
Well, do you, punk?
Think you know who will win this weekend?
Whoever's going to win the football game!
Then strap on your big boy pants.
I got big boy pants on!
It's time to play Pick 6.
He could go all the way!
Three college and three NFL game winners. And remember, top shelf pick winners get double points. So call now, 615-737-1025. Make your pick six and take it to the house with Darren and Donick.
It's Pick 6 time. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Steve Lehman, News Channel 5, Julian Council behind the glass, Chase McAbabe via the telephone. He is going out of town for a little trip,
I am.
Good for Chase.
Like D-Mace was out of town all week, so we don't even know where he is. We'll have to get his via text and his friends, so he can get, you know, he can go consult with his friends, and then he can send us his picks, because he's not doing it live anymore, if you noticed, because he did it live for back-to-back weeks, and I think he had a 1 and a 2, and then all of a sudden it was like, hey, I need to text you these guys. Send me the list, and I'll send you guys my picks.
Has he hired a consulting firm?
I think... Eddie Fogler could be behind this, for all we know. Chase, where are you going?
Yeah, he needs a consulting firm. I am about to head up to Indianapolis with some friends, going to take in the Pacers and the Clippers tonight, and also go see a 80s hair metal cover band that Darren would be very much into, called Hairbangers Ball.
The Hairbangers Ball.
I would be in on that, yeah.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
Okay. Minus the mullet I used to have, but I'd still be in. Very good. I also had a lot of acne back then, so I don't want that back. All right. Are you going to review, or is Julian going to review?
I am prepared to review, because I actually stopped by my house to let my Destructo dog Sawyer out for a little bit.
How much does Sawyer weigh now?
He's pushing 100.
Oh boy!
Wow.
And he's still very much a puppy, yeah. So it's a process.
Good luck. Okay, let's review. Unfortunately for me.
Yes, Darren, I don't really think you want to, but you had 1 point last week. The SEC teams remaining in the big dance at the time that we did this, the over/under was 3.5. You took the under. And that was your 1 point for the week.
That was
Kevin
it?
Kevin Fiala, what happened? He let you down.
Well, we had – well, I mean, go through the list. I mean, you know, I what do you want me to say? In fact,
it's your press conference. I got nothing.
It's poison. It's poison, Chase. His picks were poison. I don't have anything to say. I bombed last week. What do you
No,
what
do you it's want? Okay. I didn't do much better. 3 points for me. I was able to cover with Lipscomb. I was the only one that took Lipscomb, and they barely covered. But
that was quite the interesting ending to that, because it swung back and forth with the reserve players on the court. If you notice, it was 18. Roy Williams calls the timeout to put the subs in, and a guy steals it. No, wait. It was 19, and a guy steals it, goes down, and dunks it, one of the scrubs. But then Lipscomb comes back, and one of their – it wasn't a starter.
This is to put them up 21. Our line is 20.5.
It's 20.5. So Carolina's up 21 after the dunk, and then a guy for Lipscomb comes down with like 30 seconds left.
Pops a three.
And nails a three to get him within 18. And then Roy Williams shuts it down, says, okay, just dribble the clock out. I was like, what?
No, come on.
No,
wait a minute. Casey Alexander shut it down, too. Don't foul. What?
Some baskets, some baskets mean more than others,
right,
in certain situations.
So
I got a point there. I took the Wildcats, Kentucky as well, and then Roman Yossi got me a point. So I had 3 on the week. D-Mace,
Yeah, I did, by the way, I took Kevin Fiala, 0 points.
I know.
Sorry.
D-Mace had 4 points. He missed his top shelf, but he went with Kentucky, Loyola Chicago, and then Philip Forsberg got him 2 points.
Oh, man.
But the man that led the week, and we now have a big change in the standings, Willie Donick, 5 points on the week. He also had Forsberg. He had Kentucky top shelf and Loyola Chicago. He now leads the competition after at one point being in the cellar by a lot. Willie
by
Donick
a lot.
Is the leader with 104 points.
Okay, so what are the standings? Let's get there. I got 104.
Derek is second with 102. I am third with 100. And Darren is in the cellar with 97.
97?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so how many weeks left do we have in the competition? Three?
We go through the final four.
So we've got Sweet 16 this week. We've got
next week.
Next
probably.
Week, and that's it?
Could be it. Is that right, Chase? Or
yeah.
Could
yeah,
be
I
it
mean,
next
if
week.
We do the,
it's
the Sweet
tight.
16 tonight, the Elite Eight.
But I'm only leading
and then the
Derek
final
by
four
two.
Next week. Right.
And,
this is a big week.
Chase, I appreciate your props because I was in a distant last place getting mocked by the panel. Just
I know.
Derided.
Look, I mocked you.
It's almost
you
like
have
your
to
fantasy
credit
team.
Where credit's due.
I kept saying, I'm coming back. I can do it. I got to regroup. And you're like, oh, really? I think it could be over.
Yeah.
Look, this is like.
It's not over.
You know,
I had you buried.
This is like
Danny,
you had me there. It's gone.
This is like being down 22 to Ryan Poris Bearcats and coming back. So.
Willie is Nevada.
That's what you are. You're Nevada.
That's exactly
Except
what it was. Down
night.
22 with 10 minutes to go.
Except for last night.
You guys are going to need Sister Jean to top Willie Donick in this competition.
All right, let's get after it. First game. By the way, I want to let everybody know, this week's winner win a pair of tickets to see Willie Nelson and family and Allison Krauss at Ascend Amphitheater on Friday night, May 18th. Another great prize. Cliff McCardle knocking it out of the park again. All right, here we go. West Virginia and Villanova. Tonight, 6:30 tip in Boston. The Wildcats are favored by 5.5. Willie.
Now, wait a minute. Why am I picking first? What's the deal?
Just because I think you should pick first.
West Virginia, Villanova, and the line is?
5.5.
Oof. I'll take Nova.
I'll take West Virginia. Chase?
Okay, we're going to play that game. All right.
I will take Villanova.
Steve?
I'm taking Villanova, too.
Okay.
So you realize by this strategy, you might catch
That's
me,
fine.
But you're not going to catch Chase and Derek.
That's fine. I have to mix it up. There's 2 weeks to go. I can't go the same as you. Texas Tech and Purdue. Tonight, 9 o'clock, that'll be the nightcap in Boston. Purdue favored by 1.5. Willie. Get ready for my
Purdue. I like his strategy.
Purdue, I'm taking Purdue.
I'll take
Purdue.
Texas Tech.
I'll take Purdue.
I'm a little worried about Purdue. I have Purdue going to the final.
You worried
four,
about Big Hoss?
Texas Tech's good. They're like the team that nobody, you know,
Keenan Evans is a stud.
Yeah, he's good.
So he's really good. I got Purdue.
Okay.
1.5 is too small of a line. I think Purdue's going to win. And at 1.5, I mean, you basically have to cover that line if you win.
The line is actually 1, and I bumped it up to 1.5 because we have to have a half.
Fair.
So, I mean, that's what it is in Vegas. I was surprised by that. Honestly.
What about the big man for Purdue? What's his
Isaac
story?
Haas.
That's what I said. Big Haas.
Is he in there?
You're worried about Big Haas.
He says he's trying to play. Matt Painter says it's very unlikely.
I don't think he's going to play.
I mean, it's his right elbow. If you fouled him every time he touched the ball and it forced him to go to the free throw line, I don't think he could even shoot it. I don't know how you play if that's the scenario.
I don't think he plays. Is that a card?
I know, but do you think that? That's got to affect the line by a point or two, maybe, not having him in there.
Oh, yeah. I would say. I think Purdue would be more like
a 4.
I think they'd be like a 3 or 4 point favorite if they had him.
All right, game three, Loyola Chicago, Kansas State. The winner is going to the Final Four. That'll be tomorrow at 5:10 down in Atlanta. Kansas State favored by 1.5. Willie.
I'm not going first on this one.
All right.
See, I don't really matter, I'll go. I'll take Loyola Chicago outright.
Wow. Well, you're saying you don't even want the points? You don't want 1.5?
I mean, I'll take the
okay,
points.
But you sound very confident about Loyola Chicago.
Well, basically what I was saying is I'm not really in this competition. I'm just doing this for fun on the side over here.
Yeah.
But I think Loyola Chicago's got a great chance to win. So
okay.
You're here for entertainment purposes only.
That's right.
Chase.
Loyola Chicago, top shelf.
And they are favored. They're favored by a point and a half.
They're getting
1.5. I will take Kansas State.
I'll go Loyola plus the 1.5.
Florida State.
That's going to be a good game. What a game that's
going
to be.
I think so. Florida State, Michigan. Michigan. Favored by 4.5. That'll be tomorrow night. 7:50 tip out in Los Angeles. Michigan by 4.5. I'm going to go Florida State.
I'm taking Michigan. I think they cover.
Tough one.
Well,
tough one. There's something about Florida State. I don't know what's going on. I've watched them. I'm like, what's the deal? Like, remember in the ACC tournament, Florida State got waxed by Louisville.
Yeah.
Killed. They got down 27. And now here they are.
I'm going Michigan.
This is tough. I'm going Florida State. There's something about it. I'm going to take the points. I don't know that they're going to win, but I feel like they're going to be right there. They are playing with confidence.
How many times do you see the team blow somebody out two games in a row in the NCAA tournament? Not very often.
Not all that often.
Usually they come back to earth. And Michigan had their way. I was stunned on how easy they made it look last night.
The
stunned.
One thing about Michigan is they're really streaky offensively, and when they get going like they got going in the Big Ten tournaments, they just get going for days on end.
Well,
I think this weekend.
What have they won? 14 in a row?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been going
for
a while.
But last weekend, they were not that great offensively. And I was concerned. I thought the long layoff had a problem. They seemed to be back at the rhythm last night. That's why I think they're going to win.
By the way, when you watch Florida State, or if you're watching the other game and Florida State is playing, a friend of mine said, that they were watching the game with a friend of theirs. Who is Flast? Because it says FLAST up there.
Whoops.
You mean Florida State? Oh, Florida State. I thought it Flast. It's like, is this like Florida Gulf Coast or, you know, is this another UMBC? Flast.
Sure.
Where's Flast? Whoops.
What was that friend's name?
I'm not going to reveal the.
Okay. Thought I could slide that in there. Okay, game five. Listen closely. Nashville SC, we just had Gary Smith on. We had Michael Reed on a couple days ago. In Pittsburgh, Nissan Stadium, tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Two-parter, each one worth a point. If you top shelf it, you have to hit both to get the 3 points. Okay? Everybody understand?
Is this question 5 and 6?
No, it's just 5. It's just a chance for you to accumulate more points.
Oh, wait a minute. I wonder how that has come up.
And it didn't work last
week. Commissioner McCabe, why not have pick 12 since you're down by 7
don't even know what I'm talking
in the competition
about.
With 2 weeks to go?
Jeez, you sound like you're scared, leader.
I just wondered what the rules are.
Nervous?
I thought this was pick 6.
Willie,
I didn't know
Willie,
this was pick
Willie.
Pick 7, pick 8.
Willie, you've been around Darren for a long time.
It's
and
called
you know
manipulation.
He has tried to manipulate things, and it usually doesn't work. So just let it go. It'll be okay.
You have the chance to bury me. More points means I'm out. I could be eliminated.
Right. Remember, Chase, he tried this stunt with the fantasy team where we had dominated all year long, and then he's going to come out and have a point spread in a fantasy matchup in a fantasy football playoff game.
Don't worry, next week there'll be a 4-point shot.
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely.
Will Nashville score a goal? Yes or no? That's worth a point. They got shut out in their first game. So do they score tomorrow in their home opener? B, will they announce over or under 20,000 in attendance? That has been the mark everybody's talking about. Are they going to hit? And if you heard Gary Smith, he even referenced hoping they get to 20,000. So will they score a goal? Yes or no? Will they announce over under 20,000 attendance? Each one is worth a point. If you top shelf, you must hit both to get that extra point.
I'm going yes on both top shelf.
You're going yes on both and top shelf?
That's right. They're scoring, they're breaking 20,000, and I'm going top shelf on both.
I'm doing the same thing. Wow. No doubt about it.
Wow.
They will score. And they will get over 20,000. In fact, they're going to set the record.
Wow.
So you feel it. You're saying top shelf, Willie?
I'm going top shelf.
Darren, you're behind. You want to throw in the third?
I'm going top, yes, and over and top shelf. That's what I was going
to
do.
You want to throw in, are they going to win too, and just add another point to this equation?
But you're saying I could get 3 points.
Correct.
For that.
If it's yes in the over, we would get 3 points.
Yes in the over.
Come on. I mean, why would you not make that your top shelf?
Well, because there's no guarantee they're going to score. They haven't scored yet. And there's no guarantee they're going to get over 20,000.
The crowd is going to will them.
That's right.
To the goal. Okay. The roadies are going to be ready to go.
Nashville crowd. Come on now.
The roadies. They're ready, man.
And finally, the Preds are in Minnesota tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, against the Wild. Pick a player on the Predators, and you get their plus or minus in the contest.
Okay, so if a guy's
a minus two, you lose 2 points. If he's a plus three, you get three.
This is a manipulation.
This is a great question.
This is total bogus.
Great question. A player, you get their plus or minus, and that is your point total. Willie.
I got to think about how to play this.
Just because it worked so good for Darren last week and I've got nothing on the line here, I'm going Kevin Fiala.
Well, that did not work for me last week. That blew up in my face. It helped me lose.
I'm going to go Ryan Ellis.
Ryan Ellis has been the plus-minus master so far.
Yeah, he was a minus two, though, last night.
Everyone was a minus two last night.
It's a fickle stat. It really is. Because you can do your job and still get a minus. You can not do your job and still get a plus.
I'll go where you went last week, Chase. I'll go Roman Josi.
Okay.
Today, Willie, so we can get to the phone.
Victor Arvidsson.
I got to get on the road.
Victor Arvidsson.
Okay. Chase, your work is done. Have fun in Indy. Enjoy the NBA game. And Hair Metal Nation, or who are you seeing? Headbangers Ball.
Or Hairbangers Ball is how they – this is the name of the band.
I think I just named a team in our fantasy league. Right? Heavy Metal Nation?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. All right, thank you, Chase.
All right, have a good weekend, guys.
All right, we'll wait for Derek and friends' picks via text. Willie, you're off to Minnesota?
I am.
Enjoy the weekend. Minnesota and the Peg. We'll talk to you on Monday. We'll come back and take your phone calls. 737-1025. The only way you can get locked into the contest is participate. We'll come back and do that next. 1025 The Game. I jump from thought to thought like a flea jumps to a lie. You could give an aspirin the headache if it's life. Maybe it's the crazy. You know, we talked about Deion Lewis or Jerick McKinnon coming to Nashville as a real option, another option to offset Derrick Henry. Well, we know who they chose, and it's a good choice, Deion Lewis. Well, Jerick McKinnon just signed with the 49ers. The 49ers have been very active Obviously, they are caught up in Jimmy Garoppolo. They have been spending a lot of money, and they just signed Jerick McKinnon to a four-year, $30 million deal. So pick six time for you to jump in there. This week's winner, we'll see Willie Nelson and family and Allison Krause at Ascend Amphitheater on Friday, May 18th.
Allison Krause went to my high school.
Really?
Yep.
Little known fact. I didn't know that. 737-1025. Let's start with Jake in Paris, Tennessee. Jake, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jake. Our first one today, pick six. West Virginia, Villanova tonight, 6:30, Boston in the East region. Villanova, the top seed, is favored by 5.5.
Give me West Virginia.
Taking West Virginia in the points. Number two, also tonight, the second game in the East region, Texas Tech against Purdue. The Boilermakers, without big man Isaac Haas, or likely without him, favored by 1.5.
I'm going to go Purdue.
Purdue. Okay, to the Saturday games. First in the South region in Atlanta, the Elite Eight matchup between Loyola Chicago, the 11 seed, and 9 seed Kansas State. Wildcats favored by 1.5.
Kansas State.
Taking Kansas State. That, by the way, highest combined seed for a regional final ever. 20 between the two teams. Florida State, the 9 seed in the West region, taking on 3 seed Michigan. Wolverines favored by 4.5 tomorrow in L.A.
Give me Michigan top shelf.
Going Michigan and top shelf, okay? And then this is the tricky one that Darren came up with. Number five, Nashville SC against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Saturday, 5 o'clock, Nissan Stadium. Part A is, will Nashville score a goal, yes or no? That's worth 1 point. Part B is, will they announce the attendance at over or under 20,000?
All right, I think they're going to score, and I think it'll be over 20,000.
Going yes on the goal and over 20,000. We're in agreement on that. And then on six, the Preds take on the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night, 7 o'clock up in the Twin Cities. Pick any Preds player, and you will get their plus or minus from the game. So choose wisely.
I got to go Ellis.
Ryan Ellis.
Ryan Ellis.
Okay, Jake. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Jake.
All right, man. Y'all too.
737-1025 for the first time. Got a couple lines available. Jump in there and get involved in pick six. 737-1025. Let's go to Josh in Antioch. Josh, you're up next. Welcome in.
Okay. Hey, Josh just
And we just lost
off.
Josh. Let's go to Tim in Clarksville. Tim, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. Really quick bonus pick. Syracuse is going to cover and win the game tonight.
Oh.
Ooh. All right.
Cover and win. They're getting like 11.5, 12 points.
You got them winning outright against Duke.
Well, 11.5 is just egregious. They've held all three of their opponents they've played in the tournament so far, three of the top 10 offenses in the nation, to under 53 points. So the fact that they think Duke's going to win by 11.5 is kind of outrageous. But, you know, we can move on from that.
I tend to agree on the number. Not sure I agree that they're going to win outright. West Virginia versus Villanova tonight. Villanova, the top seed, favored by 5.5.
Villanova is too good. I'll take Villanova.
All right. And then the other game in Boston, Texas Tech against Purdue. Boilermakers favored by 1.5.
I'll take Texas Tech.
Texas Tech and the points. Loyola, Chicago, Kansas State on Saturday in Atlanta. The Wildcats favored by 1.5.
I like Loyola.
Okay. And the other Elite Eight game tomorrow, Florida State, 9 seed against 3 seed Michigan in L.A. about 8 o'clock. Wolverines favored by 4.5.
Seminoles top shelf.
Florida State top shelf, Tim says. Okay, now here's our tricky one. Number five, Nashville SC, Pittsburgh Riverhounds, Saturday, 5 o'clock. Part one, will Nashville score a goal? Yes or no?
Yes.
They will score a goal. And part B, will they announce the attendance at over or under 20,000?
Over.
Yes on the goal, over on the attendance. And finally, Preds Minnesota tomorrow night. Pick a Predators player, and you, Tim, get his plus or minus.
I'll go Ryan Johansson.
Ryan Johansson. Okay, Tim.
Have a good weekend,
good
guys.
Good luck.
See you, Tim.
This is what I'm concerned about.
Even got a bonus
when we were talking about, by the way, got some lines available, 737-1025. This is like the lowest output we've seen in pick six in a long time. And this is what worries me about what's happened. We root for the underdogs. We root for all the upsets, and we root for chaos, and we got it. But I do wonder, as this continues, what is the intrigue? What is
– how many people are excited about Loyola,
really,
Kansas State?
You know, these are games – two of these games right here are punching tickets into the Final Four, and I just – I don't feel like – are people excited about those two games on Saturday? I am, but – are the masses out there excited about in this market?
I think to answer your question, we've seen it over and over, Darren, that people want to see the Blue Bloods. You like the underdog, you like the buzzer beater, and sort of the madness of the tournament. But when it gets down to it later in the rounds, you want to see the Blue Bloods. You want to see the coaches and the teams that you know, and you want to cheer for them or against them. And that's what people want. I imagine the ratings tonight for like Duke and Syracuse will probably be better than what we saw last night for Loyola, Chicago, and Nevada, just because people know Coach Gaia, they know Jim Boeheim, and they know those programs. That said, I was pleasantly surprised with the games, at least in Atlanta last night. The fact that it was Loyola, Nevada, it was still a fantastic game. And Kansas State, Kentucky, that was a fantastic basketball game. So the fact that that region was the region of chaos, in my mind, didn't hurt the basketball.
Right, but no, it's not about hurting the basketball. It's a matter of, do people care enough? Because let's say the caller's right. What if Syracuse wins? What if Villanova loses tonight? So now you've got two more big boys out. If we're left standing with West Virginia,
Texas Tech, West Virginia,
and Texas Techs, and yeah, Kansas States, and Florida States, or Loyolas,
Clemson, and Syracuse,
honestly, I do wonder, like, what
I think the ratings.
What
would
will the ratings
take a
will,
massive hit?
They get a massive hit. I agree. I think they, unfortunately, they would, and it has nothing to do with how the games will be played. They could be overtime games, they could be thrillers, but I think the masses, they're going to take a humongous hit with the ratings. The answer is, we don't really want it. Like, we do, but we don't.
It's a fun story, but you don't actually watch when it happens. I mean, the TV execs are absolutely cheering for Villanova,
the big boys tonight,
and or Kansas Duke on that side of the matchup in the Final Four, and then Michigan. The one I'm not sure about is Loyola Chicago gives you the Chicago market. And Kansas State, Kansas State's the bigger name, bigger school. But I don't know if Manhattan, Kansas, and Kansas really gets you anything. So that may be the one case where they actually are pulling for the Cinderella story here. But they're they're going Michigan, Duke, Kansas, take your pick there, and Villanova. I mean, that is absolutely who the TV execs are rooting for.
737-1025. Let's go to Andrew in East Nashville. Andrew, you're up next.
All right, Andrew, West Virginia versus Villanova. Wildcats are favored by 5.5.
Going Villanova.
Okay. Texas Tech versus Purdue. Red Raiders getting 1.5. They are the underdogs.
I'm going to take Purdue.
Purdue, all right. The game we just talked about, Loyola, Chicago, Kansas State. Kansas State favored by 1.5.
Kansas State.
All right. Florida State versus Michigan. Wolverines favored by 4.5.
Yeah, I got Michigan.
Okay. Now, Nashville SC versus the Pittsburgh Riverhounds tomorrow night, Nissan Stadium. First part.
You're breaking up there a little bit. But I got a scoring, but under 20,000. That's the weather.
Okay. Scoring, but under 20,000. And then finally, Preds, Minnesota tomorrow night. Pick a player. You get their plus minus.
I'm going to go with Victor Arvidsson.
Okay.
We need a top shelf.
I'm going with Victor.
Going top shelf on Victor. Can you do
that? I don't think we can. We can't do that. I should have said that. I'm sorry, Andrew. We can't do top shelf on the player because it's going to be plus minus.
Which of your other picks?
Then Michigan.
Top shelf on Michigan.
Top shelf Michigan. Andrew?
To win and cover 4.5.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, I should have said that. I'm sorry. No top shelf on the player.
It's a good thing Willie's not here because he's skeptical of your game already.
Could you imagine?
And now you.
Double minus points. They get a -2 and you get a -4. Oh,
go top shelf on that.
Oh, my goodness. 737-1025. Let's go to Ryan in Spring Hill. Ryan, you're up next.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Brian. West Virginia, Villanova tonight. Wildcats favored by 5.5.
Villanova.
Okay. Texas Tech, Purdue, the second game in Boston. Purdue favored by 1.5.
Texas Tech.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Loyola, Chicago, Kansas State. Kansas State favored by 1.5.
Loyola, Chicago.
Okay. Florida State versus Michigan. Michigan favored by 4.5.
Florida State.
Okay. Nashville SC, Pittsburgh Riverhounds. First part, will Nashville score a goal?
No.
No. I think that's the first person to go against the home side for scoring. Will they go over under 20,000?
Yes, over.
We'll go over there. Okay. Preds, Minnesota, Saturday night. Pick your player for the plus minus.
Ellis.
Ryan Ellis. And we need your top shelf.
Villanova
top shelf.
All right, okay. Ryan. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
737-1025. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. All right. Here we go. West Virginia, Villanova tonight. Wildcats favored by 5.5.
Villanova,
even with the spread. Texas Tech and Purdue, Boilermakers by 1.5.
I'm going to go Texas Tech.
Okay. Elite Eight on Saturday. Loyola, Chicago, Kansas State, Wildcats favored by 1.5.
I think Chicago's on a run. I'm going Chicago.
Okay. And then Michigan favored by 4.5 against Florida State.
Michigan.
Okay. Nashville SC versus the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Will Nashville score a goal?
Yes.
And will the attendance be over or under 20,000?
Under.
Okay.
And a top shelf?
Preds player first.
I'm going to go with Hartnell.
Okay.
Okay.
And your top
possible
shelf?
Possible he may not even been in the lineup, right?
Well, maybe.
We'll see. Your top shelf pick.
Top shelf, Michigan.
Top shelf on Michigan.
Top shelf, Michigan. Okay, Jeremy, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you do have to be careful because there's always that maintenance lurking out there, and you don't know who's going to be maintenance. I don't think anybody has said it. And Scott Arnold just served his maintenance, so I don't know if it'll be him. Not sure. Jerry in Columbia. Jerry, you're up next.
Who was it? What's the first one?
First one is West Virginia, Villanova. Villanova favored by 5.5.
West Virginia.
All right. Purdue favored by 1.5 against Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
All right, to the Elite Eight tomorrow night. Loyola Chicago, the darling, getting 1.5 points against Kansas State.
Chicago, Loyola.
Okay. And then Florida State versus Michigan. Michigan favored by 4.5.
Michigan top shelf.
Michigan top shelf. Okay. Nashville SC versus Pittsburgh. Will Nashville score?
Yes.
And will they announce the attendance over or under 20,000?
Over.
Okay. 20,000. And finally, Jerry, pick your Predators player for plus minus.
PK Subban.
All right. First one going PK.
I was going to say, I'm surprised. Thank you, Jerry. I'm surprised it took that long for somebody. I almost went PK. I went Roman Josi. Everybody else? We'll get to you off the air. You'll be locked into the contest. So just hang with us. We'll get to you off the air. You'll be locked in. So good luck to everybody. We'll come back. Avery Williamson has spoken on Twitter about his time with the Titans. We'll tell you what he said to wrap up the show next on 102.5 The Game. If you're looking for picks on tonight's games, ask Sean Henry. He knows the tournament.
He's doing well.
Doing well. He's picked these games. I can tell you who's going to win.
Loyola Chicago in the Elite Eight.
I don't know.
Or Kansas State.
I know he had some. He had picks nobody else had. He had Buffalo beating Arizona. Tell you that.
That's a good start. I did not have that.
He is our leader. He is our leader in the standings. Number one.
What's crazy is I've seen some bracket pools right now because of how wild things are. I've seen some where people are like in last place or second to last place, but could still win based off of
really
how things go because of certain teams being left. And I don't know if I've ever seen that before. You know, normally by now, if you're that far down, you're done. It's over. But this year's tournament has been so crazy that if certain teams win, people could go away.
I told Sean this morning, I've never seen this because I've been doing brackets forever, as long as we could do them.
Sure.
If it all plays out, if it keeps going like this, like tonight, where we were just talking about the scenario where everybody, just all the big boys go down, I was like, can literally win by default, because if nobody's got any teams left, it doesn't matter what happens. Because no one's going to have, think about it, if Kansas and Villanova and Duke go
Chicago,
out,
Florida
nobody's
State,
got
Texas
any of those
Tech
teams.
Final Four, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I was going crazy with mine. I thought I was way out, because I knew it was going to be crazy. Just didn't pick the right crazy. I had Kentucky and Gonzaga on the left side in the Final Four. I thought that was pretty crazy. I had Villanova, Michigan State on the other side. That wasn't crazy. But I thought, man, I can make some real ground. Kentucky, Gonzaga, and I had Gonzaga. I think it was, would it be West Virginia if they would have won? No, who
that's
would,
the other side of the bracket.
I mean, who would they have if they had won last night?
Michigan is the team that Gonzaga lost to Florida State. Florida State's playing Michigan.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I would have had Gonzaga and Michigan. Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
So I mean, I'd have been okay.
Sometimes truth is.
Now, I wouldn't have Kentucky
fiction.
And Loyola Chicago. I did say when we were talking about our brackets before the tournament, I said I loved Loyola Chicago and I had them winning the first game. And I said if it wasn't for them playing Tennessee,
totally,
it's like anybody else, I would have picked Loyola Chicago Sweet 16.
Yeah, Loyola Chicago and Buffalo were two teams I was really high on all year long. And then I looked at the bracket and I thought, gosh, Buffalo against Arizona, who's playing that good, and Loyola having to run up against Tennessee in the second round, just a team that really locks you down and gets after you in that way. I couldn't pull the trigger on both of them. And that's the thing about the bracket is, you know, sometimes your gut is what you should go with, and other times your gut is bad, and, it's tricky.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how anybody could have predicted any of this. Like, even if you know, like I knew, it was going to be chaos. I knew it was going to be chaos. But how could you pick the correct chaos? I mean, honestly. Here's what I don't understand. Like, it's not like Florida State and Kansas State were bad teams this year. They weren't. But no one saw this.
No.
No one saw. I mean, Kansas State, if they win against Loyola Chicago, like you said, the two highest seeds we've ever seen in this spot, the total up 20 on their seed line. They could be in the Final Four. No one.
Final Four.
I don't know. Well, outside of Manhattan, would anybody in the country has Kansas State in the Final Four?
Well, and think about this road. As a 9 seed, Kansas State would have beaten Creighton, Maryland, Baltimore County as a 16, then a 5 seed in Kentucky, and then an 11 seed in Loyola Chicago. I mean, you get credit for getting there, but that would be the most fortuitous and strangest trip to the Final Four ever.
Well, there's no way to ever predict that you would face a 16 seed in the second round, because it never happened.
Yeah, you
until
would,
this year.
You would have been insane,
yeah,
had you picked that.
Yeah. But we've seen it now.
I mean, I had the question last week after that game happened on Friday night. Did Kansas State even pack their white uniforms to go to Charlotte? I mean, seriously, like, that's the type of thing where when you're packing for it, it's like, well, I mean, there's literally no chance we'll be the home team in these two games. And you just pack the purple ones and you go. I truly wondered that. I was a little bit surprised. And they actually tweeted out, kudos to them. It was like midnight that night. They're like, yes, we did actually pack these, just in case. So, you know, basketball managers are always on top of it, but that's how crazy this was.
So the question is, next year, will we pick a 16 seed to win?
No.
Now that it's finally happened?
No.
No?
No.
So you're saying it?
I mean, how often do you pick 15 over 2?
So
that's happened 8 times.
So it's going to be another 135 times before it happens again?
I don't know if it'll be 135 times again. I hope not. But, I mean, seriously, how many times do you pick a 15 over 2 in the bracket?
Hardly ever.
Right. It's happened 8 times. So that's 7 more than 16 over 1. It just, I don't think you're going to pick that very often.
Avery Williamson tweeted out today, being a Titan was more than a job. It was a childhood dream. I'm so thankful I had the opportunity to stay my career in my home state and make memories to last a lifetime. I never thought I would play on the same field as the heroes I grew up watching. The Titans gave a fifth rounder the chance to be special, and for that, I'll be forever thankful. Avery Williamson. Very nice.
Very cool. He was one of the easiest guys to deal with in the locker room. Obviously a Tennessee guy who played at Kentucky, so there's a lot of ties to this area. And frankly, I thought he played pretty well over 4 years, and I thought they were going to try and bring him back. Now, the Jets gave him a whole bunch of money, and I think it was probably the financially prudent decision from John Robinson to not chase that, just to bring him back. And so he got paid, and he's moving on, and that's great for him. But Avery Williamson had a good four-year run here, and I just think it's a cool story to find a guy like that who grew up in Milan. Yep. And is now an NFL player that got to play for his home state team. Pretty cool.
Grew up in Milan, played at Kentucky, and played in the pros back in his home state. Yeah, pretty cool. I understand both sides. As much as I hate to lose Avery, I understand why he did it, and I understand why the Titans didn't pay him the money that the Jets were willing to get.
And Wesley Woodyard's monster year last year allowed them to have that flexibility, by the way, because Wesley Woodyard was a different guy last year. He should have been in the Pro Bowl, and him elevating his game to that level made it okay if Williamson left. If he would have been a free agent 2 years ago, I think you have to pay him at that point, because I don't know if you totally trusted what Woodyard was giving you at that point. But last year was Wesley Woodyard allowed you to make this decision, I think.
That's going to do it for us today. Hey, enjoy what happens over the weekend. I can't wait
to
hear
what'll happen.
What we're going to talk about on Monday. The fallout of the NCAA tournament will be whittled down to four. Predators have a couple games. Nashville SC's first home game. We'll have tons to discuss on Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you bright and early, 10 a.m. on Monday.